USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Trump 2020 senior campaign advisor Laura Trump reacts to former Vice President Joe Biden's announcement that he's running for president.
I didn't hear any proposals for the future of this country in his announcement video that he made there. Race baiting, as usual, as we see from the Democrats, and identity politics.
Over 30 people had to be transported to hospitals in Lake County, Illinois, after a chemical leak in the northern Chicago suburb. Sergeant Christopher Corvelli with the Lake County Sheriff's Department says the ammonia was pulled from containers that were being pulled by a tractor.
The trailers and the containers holding the chemical leaked, and this leak caused these plumes of toxic gas to be released into the air. So the information at this point is that it was not a crash, it was a leak from the containers.
Two people are dead after a tornado touched down just outside of Monroe, Louisiana. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hey guys, Ken here from the hit podcast, Today's Growth. Who would win a 3-mile bicycle race, an 11-year-old girl or last year's winner of the Tour de France? It all depends on the bicycle. It depends on their vehicle. Both on a 10-speed and the pro racer is going to win every time. But put the racer on a tricycle and the 11-year-old wins every time. You see, it's not the driver, it's the vehicle. When it comes to generating revenue, it's exactly the same. If you have a job or a small business, you are riding a tricycle. You can only go so fast. If you need to make up lost ground, it's not going to happen on a tricycle. No matter how fast you pedal, it's simply not going to win the race. Why do many people with no schooling and no advanced degree often become very wealthy? Simple. They choose to only ride 10 speeds. When it comes to helping people create their next revenue model, both Forbes and Inc. recommend Income Store as a can't-miss when it comes to putting people on a 10-speed. Could your household or business use an additional revenue model that doesn't solely depend on you? If so, you need to check out IncomeStore.com. That's IncomeStore.com.
A man in Texas is the second to be executed for a horrendous hate crime. USA Radio Network's Wendy King gives us some details.
An avowed racist who orchestrated one of the most gruesome hate crimes in recent history was executed in Texas for the dragging death of James Byrd Jr., a black man. Byrd's sister, Clara Byrd Taylor, had this message.
We witnessed the peaceful and dignified execution of John King for the savage, brutal, and inhumane murder of James on June 7, 1998. Really a modern-day lynching.
James Byrd Jr. was chained to the back of a truck and dragged for nearly 3 miles outside Jasper, Texas.
A new poll from the political website The Hill says almost 1 in 4 Democratic voters want Congress to move on from its investigations of President Trump regarding the special counsel and focus on other issues such as health care and immigration. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
Jules Pieri and her business partner launched the Grumet 10 years ago, which was a way to get new products to market for entrepreneurs. Pieri joins Fox Business and shares some of the challenges that entrepreneurs face.
These folks who are creating these products, at least in our experience, only 10% of them have any experience creating, bringing a product to market. They're teachers, they're plumbers, sure. They're doctors, they're dentists. So they need everything, and they're great at innovating the product, but the business skills or the business sure. knowledge, logistics, packaging, financing,
are legal.
Legal, right? But the hard problem for them is finding an audience and credibility, right? It's a busy world. So we look at 300 products a week, and we launch 6 and have a massive audience of 3 million interested, curious people. So we make markets for new products wow. every single day.
As far as identifying good products, she says,
well, we take in about 20 or 30 samples a week and try them out. So at the get-go, we can see if a problem solver is interesting and doing something different than we've seen before. We want to make sure it's undiscovered, so it'd be interesting to our audience. And then we really just dive in and make sure that they're delivering.
The first round of the NFL draft begins Thursday night in Nashville, Tennessee. The Arizona Cardinals are on the clock. The first pick expected to be somewhere right around 8 o'clock Eastern time. Please remember you can follow us on Facebook at USA Radio. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.